CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 14th of February 2021. Here are the main news headlines, construction competition winners, next Yota Talk details, RSGB election news. The RSGB's Get on the Air to Care construction competition has been judged. It was for projects made during the autumn 2020 lockdown, the Christmas New Year holiday period, and the early 2021 lockdown. The Society was delighted to receive 27 entries from 15 entrants, and the standard was very high. To reflect this, the judges awarded four prizes rather than choose one winner as originally planned. The RSGB congratulates each of those four radio amateurs, and you can read about their winning entries on the RSGB website. The next Youngsters on the Air talk will take place on the 25th of February at 1900 UTC. In this newest episode, the team will present the main topic of Gone Exploring. They plan to discuss activities like Islands on the Air, Summits on the Air, and worldwide flora and fauna in amateur radio. It'll be followed by a question and answer session with the presenters. They'll be streaming live again on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch channels. For YouTube, go to youtube.com/hamyota. The RSGB election nomination period closed on the 31st of January. You can find the names of those standing for election as RSGB President, Elected Board Director and Nominated Board Director on the RSGB website. Voting opens on the 17th of March and the results will be announced at the AGM on the 24th of April. Details about how to vote together with the candidate's CV and personal statements will be in the April Radcom and the RSGB website from the 17th of March. The IARU Region 1 has an interesting article by Tom DF5JL on its website at iaru-rfigure1.org. It's called How Far Can You Turn the Dial When Transmitting in SSB Voice Mode? It's only short but gives very really good clear advice. The RSGB's Planning Advisory Committee assists RSGB members with planning applications, enforcement notice and planning appeals. Recently, it appointed Leandro M0XPO and Colin GW1KGW to its planning panel. The general information of the committee's web pages has been updated and a new short video has been added to help explain the committee's services. And you can see that at rsgb.org/PAC. Congratulations to South Kesteven ARS as they celebrate the club's 100th anniversary during February. Club members will put the club call sign M0SKR on the air throughout the month on different bands and modes. The Finnish Amateur Radio League, SRAL, was founded 100 years ago in 1921. And today caters for around 3,500 members. It is the IARU-affiliated society for Finland. To mark the 100th anniversary, they're running the 100 Years Award. To qualify, you have to work and confirm either by QSL card or logbook of the world 100 different stations from Finland during 2021. A special anniversary call sign, OH100SRAL, will be on the air throughout the year. See sral.fi for all the details. DX News, Gareth M0MOL will be active as stroke P from the main island of Shetland, IOTA reference EU012 in February and March. He'll be operating with what he refers to as a typical portable QRP setup, and will be QRV mainly in the evenings after work. 3W9FAR is the call sign that Sebastian SP5FAR will be using from Vietnam. He'll be there until the 21st of March. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB and digital on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL via EQSL. Alain F6BFH has moved permanently from Oléron Island EU032. IOTA chasers should be looking for him on Saturdays at 0900 and 1700 UTC on 14.040 MHz CW. On Sundays at the same times, it's 14.260 MHz SSB. Now for special event news, Coventry is the City of Culture in 2021. GB1COC is being operated on behalf of Coventry ARS by Brian, GMU. He'll be mainly on the 80-metre bands using SSB, 2 metres FM and digital speech modes. Operation will be between the 14th of Feb and the 13th of March. The club plans to renew the NOV throughout the year. See QRZ.com for more. Hullen District ARS is continuing to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio clubs in the Hull area with its year-long special event station, GB1 Oscar Hotel. The station operates most days on bands ranging from 160 metres to 70 sems using different modes. Further details about the operation can be found on QRZ.com. Girl Guides from Australia will be operating the Alara Echo Link Conference Station, node 286905, from 2200 UTC to 2359 UTC on Saturday the 20th of February for their International Thinking Day activities. Contact Girl Guides. Contacts from Girl Guides and leaders would be appreciated. Now for contest news, please remember to check the contest for any new rules or lockdown, and above all, obey your national and local government's advice. This weekend, the CQ Worldwide WPX Ritty contest sends its 48-hour run at 23.59 UTC today the 14th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also this weekend, but running for 24 hours, is the PACC contest. It ends at 1200 UTC today the 14th, using CW and SSB 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Note that PA stations also send their province code. On Monday, the first of the FT4 series of contests runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, using the 3.5 MHz bands only. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Tuesday is the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes are allowed in the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the ARRL International DX contest. It runs for 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 20th to 2359 on the 21st. It's CW only, 1.8 to 28 megs contest band, exchange of signal report and transmitter power, with US stations sending their state and Canadians their province. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. At the risk of sounding like a stuck record, last week's HF propagation was characterised by zero sunspots and the geomagnetic effects of a coronal hole. The lack of sunspots is now getting a bit worrying, especially when you consider that traditionally the news cycle normally ramps up quite quickly. At least one joker has said that perhaps we had sunspot maximum for solar cycle 25 back in December 2020. A high-speed stream from a pair of Earth-facing coronal holes pushed the KP index up to 5 in the early hours of Sunday the 7th of Feb. This was back down to 1 by Monday, but conditions remained subdued for a time. With the solar flux now back at 74 and the Australian Space Weather Service T-index at 6, it doesn't bode well for the HF propagation right now. The T-index is the sunspot number equivalent that best matches the observations made by ionosondes. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 73. It also predicts the KP index will be 2. However, a large pole-collected coronal hole became Earth-facing on Thursday, which suggests we may get an elevated KP index sometime across the weekend. So look for a pre-auroral enhancement as the solar wind speed increases, and check out 10 metres for any potential openings. Daytime maximal usable frequencies over 3,000 km path are currently exceeding 18 megs, and often more than 21 at times. There's still evidence of midwinter short-skip sporadic e-paths occurring, with Scottish stations coming into England on 18 MHz on Thursday. The F2 region critical frequency, or FOF2, is still falling quite quickly after sunset. 80 metres is largely closing to inter-UK near vertical incidence skywave contacts by about 2000 hours, as contestants in last week's 80 metre club championships found out. The only good news is that spring is coming, and with it hopefully an upturn in HF propagation. Now for VHF and up. Intense cold over a snowfield is again a theme for a while, and although there is a slow trend to a gradual warm-up from the west, the high pressure over the North Sea and North Europe will probably take a lot of shifting. This means that there continues to be a possibility of limited temperature inversions due to the high itself and the snowy ground in eastern Britain, and thus tropo is a limited possibility. Weather fronts encroaching into western Britain may introduce limited precipitation scattering options. The big question is whether the milder air actually gets in properly, since highs like these are very stubborn and may hold fronts up to the west of the UK. The models are suggesting that this time the colder air to the east may well be the winner and might not give way, or if it does, should assert itself next week. So keep your tropo options open, especially over eastern areas. Moon declination goes positive again on Monday, so visibility windows and peak moon elevations will increase. Apogee is on Thursday, so path losses are at their highest. 144 meg sky noise is low, but increasing to 500k next Sunday. There are no significant meteor showers until mid-March, so stick to the pre-dawn period for the best random meteor scatter conditions. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all also from me until next week.